Hey, it's Chica, and I'm so happy that you chose to spend some time with me today. No matter where you are or where you're going, thanks for letting me share a little bit of weirdness with you.
It's breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica in the morning on K94.5.
You have no idea how excited I am about this. You remember the Choco Taco, right? Listen, in the summer of 2022, the crew at Klondike said, we're going to discontinue the iconic Choco Taco. And they said, hey, we got to basically make other things. Choco Taco isn't as popular. Killed it. Apparently, they're bringing it back. We all got so ticked off. Summer of 2024, get ready. Don't have an exact date. All we know, summer of 2024 is the year the Choco Taco makes its comeback. Question is, can we really, though, get a date? We're all...
K94.5 Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hello, it's Chica. And a two-year-old girl in northern Michigan went missing Wednesday night. She had wandered off into the woods with her family's dog. She's okay, though. Somebody found her 5 hours later near a trail 3 miles away. The dog stayed with her the whole time. The little girl was sleeping, and she was using the dog as a pillow when they got there. Apparently, the dog growled at them when they tried to touch her to wake her up. And I am telling you right now, I am so happy that they are back home. She is the cutest little thing, just smiling next to her pup. He looks like some kind of English setter. But I love the fact that he had his little girl taking care of her the whole time. Ugh. This stuff that I'm not even a parent, and this stuff scares me. Dog, definitely a man's best friend, and in this case, a little girl's best friend. K94.5 Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. Would you say that you feel older than your age? Would you say you feel younger? Pretty much spot on. Okay, how you answer might have to do with how much sleep you've gotten this week. Check it out. A study found that 2 back-to-back nights of bad sleep can make us feel 4 years older than we really are. Maybe even more than that. They looked at the sleep patterns of over 400 people. They asked each person, how do you feel? They had a second group get 9 hours of sleep for 2 nights in a row, followed by just 4 hours for another 2 nights. The average person felt 4.4 years older than their age after 2 back-to-back nights of bad sleep. The people it hit the hardest said 10 years older. So essentially, if you're 30, you're waking up feeling 40 after 2 nights in a row. Good news is, though, there's also a way to feel 35 again, right? So when people got enough sleep every night for a full month, they felt an average of 5 years younger than they really were. I'm sitting here going, all right, you know, my partner and I, we will have this conversation often. You'll look at me and be like, dude, you good? He could tell if I haven't slept that great when it comes Saturday for a wedding. And if I'm exhausted, he's like, you need to get some sleep. So we've been doing this whole thing where we're like, we should put our phones on do not disturb after 8 o'clock. Right? After 8 o'clock, if you need me and it's that big of an emergency, Because I realize that getting off your phone early is important, like stuff like that, right? What are you doing to give yourself more sleep? What are you doing to get there? Hit me up. Let me know now. Inside, you're free. K94.
Are you ready for this?
K94.5. Here are 3 things you need to know before you go.
1.
All right, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. This is not looking good, especially if you're that person that drives on I-20. Found out that we're going to have some major, I'm going to call these a major inconvenience, okay? According to the DOTD, next Wednesday, May 1st, LA 3132 westbound ramp to I-20 westbound ramp will be closed 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make sure you get all the info inside your K94.5 app.
2.
So we know that 50 Cent, a.k.a. Curtis Jackson. Oh, wait. Curtis Jackson, a.k.a. 50 Cent, doing a lot for Shreveport. There are several rumors saying this man may be bringing pro sports to town. Not gonna lie. After reading this article inside the K94.5 app, I think they may be onto something.
3.
my goodness. So, 30-year-old Miranda Cosgrove, she got recognized recently while shopping at Target. A brutal 7-year-old fan told her that she got old. What? Okay, by the way, if you're like, who's Miranda Cosgrove? iCarly? No? 30 is the new old. I'm going to go crawl in a corner, crawl in a hole and cry right now.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Find out more in the free cash.
K94.5, Shreveport-Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hello, I'm Chica, and we've been hearing about it, right? We've been hearing about cicadas are about to come over and take over. Trillions of cicadas are set to hatch in the eastern U.S. over the next few weeks, from Georgia to Wisconsin. And, of course, we're over here going, they're loud, they're crazy. We're used to them here in the Arklatex. So, people online are wondering, can you eat them? I mean, we've been talking about them here. Yes, obviously. I mean, we eat crawfish, right? Can we make these things edible? What could we do? However, what's the funniest thing that I've been seeing is the AP picked up a story on how the sound itself is confusing people, prompting 911 calls. Apparently, people in South Carolina don't really know what these creatures sound like. So a sheriff's office in Newberry, South Carolina, asked people on Facebook this week, stop filing noise complaints. They said several people have called to report a siren or some sort of weird roaring sound that was really loud. The sheriff wanted everybody to know it's just cicadas and filing a report won't do any good. Quote, unfortunately, it is the sounds of nature. And I'm over here like, oh, y'all thought that you guys had a little taste of the South. Can you imagine what it's going to be like? K94.5, good morning. I'm Chica. Today's group therapy, to me, this is like a slam dunk. I feel like I know what's already going down. Obviously, it's called group therapy because we all got to chime in. We all got to be the ones to discuss it. I can't just give a blanket statement and be like, here's the solution. Here's what's happening. So, how you get involved, you message in using the free K94.5 app. You call in 320-9436. It's just that easy. All right, let's dive in. It's group therapy time, y'all.
It is time for group therapy.
How does that make you feel?
Okay, so obviously your girlfriend possibly listens to the show, so we're not going to call you by your name. Let's just not even give you a name right now.
Yeah, we could just say 14 on, 14 off.
14 on, 14 off. We'll call you the guy. Right. Okay, so something happened when you came back home. What's going on, man?
Okay, so I've been with this awesome girl for a while. We have a great relationship. She goes out with her friends all the time. You know, there's no problem. She always calls, that kind of thing. But we went out the other night in her car. She took us out. And I found a hoodie in the car that isn't mine that, you know, smells a little bit like Axe body spray.
And there's no chance it's hers?
No, it's not hers. I even brought it up with her, and she didn't know where it's from. She doesn't know. She sounded very convincing. And, I've never been in a situation like this. I know that the hoodie smelled like a dude, if nothing else.
Yeah, right on.
That's what I know.
So, is this obviously kind of now, I guess I should ask, are you guys exclusive? Like, you're not dating any other people. She's not dating any other people.
Right.
Okay. I didn't know if you guys had the talk or if you guys had. Are you guys considered boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah, we don't use that word because we're adults, but yes.
Okay. Okay. So there's obviously a hoodie in her vehicle that does not belong to you, that belongs to a man. Is it about your size? There's no chance it's yours?
It's not mine. It's not. It's a little smaller than me.
Okay.
I've never been in a situation like this before with any woman, so I'm not really sure what to do. Should I, I don't know. I really need your guys' help. I want to see what you guys think, get some outside opinions of what maybe I could do to fix this situation.
Yeah, for sure. Hang tight, man. We're going to get you some advice.
Got some advice? Message with the free K945 app or call 320-9436. Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K945.
K94.5, good morning. I'm Chica, and it is time for Shreveport Bossier's original group therapy. Well, let's dive right in.
It is time for group therapy.
How does that make you feel?
So, obviously, we're calling this guy 14 on, 14 off. He came home hanging out with his girlfriend. They use her car to go out to dinner, and he finds a hoodie in her car. She claims she has no idea where the hoodie came from. He claims it smells like Axe body spray. He's like, I don't use Axe body spray. Said it was a little bit too small for him. And girlfriend's like, dude, I have no idea whose it is. He's trying to figure out how to go about the situation. Want to hear from you? Message us inside the free K94.5 app, or you could always call in 320-9436. K94.5, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Angelica from Shreveport.
Sister, what's your advice for our guy over here?
So I know it's easy to jump to conclusions and it seems pretty black and white, but I must advise that he just got to take a step back. Don't get crazy. You know, it's possible. Maybe she was like the designated driver. Maybe she's, you know, dropping people off, moving people around, you know.
What do you mean like designated driver?
You know, like everyone's going to go out. You know, and there's always got to be someone that's got to keep their wits about them. So maybe she's picking up friends from the bar and taking them home, or, you know, just doing favors for friends. It just really depends. It's happened to me before. I've been accused of something that I did not do, and I don't know what's happening in the backseat. I think that take the time to talk to her about it, find out what the plans were for the weekend, all the things that happened, you know, while he was away, and then go from there. I mean, if this is like the first offense, it's possible that nothing actually happened, you know? Give her the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, so you're saying ask more questions, don't freak out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just give her the opportunity to tell you what happened. And you know, if you find out something seems more sketchy than just the hoodie, that's a different story. But I think for now, give her the benefit of the doubt.
K94.5, who's this and where are you calling from?
Ma'am.
Ma'am.
You know, I got to put my two cents in this
girl
morning.
Okay, hold on. Kim Chaos, she's cheating, right?
Okay, that's one of the options. Or
hit me with something else because.
But like, she could have, like, he made the comment. That's my youngest when you come to the background. She could have gone out and he made the comment that she goes out with friends while he's gone. She could have gone out and taken him home. Like, it's not that big of a deal. A man could get in my car right now and see a hoodie, and it's probably one of my kids. My kids are bigger than, well, not both of them. One of my kids is bigger than me. Like, he wears a hoodie bigger than me. Like, you can't just assume that she's cheating. I mean, it's probably a very good chance. But then you do have those few faithful ones that could have just been being nice to a group of friends and was taking them home because they're faced. Because I'm that kind of person. Nowadays, people
but
do more
even then, though,
being nice.
Even then, though, I'm just saying, if you got a significant other, there's no reason why you should be alone in a vehicle with somebody else. You got to have those boundaries, man. You got to have those boundaries. So
I mean, I'm leaning more towards you, but there is that possibility that she was, I don't know who she is or what she did, but like she could have been a nice person and was taking somebody home, but I'm still leaning towards the cheating side.
Got some advice? Message with the free K94.5 app or call 320-9436. Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
All the things that I've got. K94.5, good morning. It's Chica and group therapy. Group therapy's been interesting today. We do have to wrap it up, though. Okay, let's see how quickly we could wrap up group therapy today.
It is time for group therapy.
How does that make you feel?
All right, so shout out to a bunch of my girls that checked in today. DJ in Shreveport, Ashley from Magnolia, Haley in East Texas. We got Michelle in Shreveport. I mean, so many of y'all chimed in and kind of are with me on this. We also got Kim Chaos that called earlier, Angelica, that are kind of like, hey, listen, dude, you need to basically be on high alert and looking at this and not just sleeping on it. This guy works 14 on, 14 off, and he got home, and there was a hoodie in the back of her vehicle, and it smelled like another man. He said it smelled like Axe body spray, and he never wears that. He said it was too small to be his, definitely too big to be something that fit hers. And she claims that she has no idea where the sweater came from. Sweater just came out of thin air, basically. Swears she has no idea where the sweater came from. So obviously he doesn't know what to do. He's never been in a situation like this. And I'm over here like, dude, she's making a fool out of you. Obviously phone lines kind of been going crazy on this one because I feel like we all have something to say. Maybe you've been in a situation like this. 320-9436. Big sis Val, what's your take on this whole ordeal?
It's not your sweater. And right. She swears out it's not hers. Mm-hmm. But the sweater is in there. It did not magically appear.
Right. It just didn't walk in there overnight, right?
It did not. Probably more than likely just got too busy and forgot to take it out. Dude, get a clue. You know what men cologne smells like. Come on. Oof. Come on. This is like really obvious. Do you really need help with that? I mean, I'm sorry.
So,
but yeah, I would think that you're being cheated on. I think it's a good 99% possibility you're being cheated on.
Oh, so there.
I mean, that could be that 1% that you're not.
Oh, so are you basically and saying Harry run Potter for the hills?
And Harry Potter put the sweater there. I don't know.
Big sis, you woke up and had a big bowl of sass for breakfast today.
Girl, that's me. Who else
serving
is it? I got it.
Up.
I'm in my zone.
All right, guy. You've gotten all the advice thrown your way. Some folks saying don't freak out. Some folks saying it's time to do a little bit of research. Some folks saying cut her off like Kay Camp. What are you going to do, man?
I don't want to dump her. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the code to the phone and go through her phone. Because the phone never lies, and I got to find out something because I don't want to continue being in a relationship where someone's cheating on me.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Okay, well, best of luck, man.
Thanks for the help. I appreciate it.
We are cheering you on, man. We are cheering. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hello, I'm Chica, and you already know the drill. Time is running out. Well, this is me getting a little anxious for you. K94.5 giving you the chance to win $30,000. You just got to listen weekdays at 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., and 5 p.m. Each hour, we're going to give you a new code. When you enter that code inside your free K94.5 app, you get another shot at winning $30,000. It's brought to you by POE Federal Credit Union, growing, changing, uniquely available. But you have until Friday at 5 to play. You deserve 30 grand in your hand. You deserve to make this money yours. So don't be wasting your time. Don't be wasting, really. Imagine what you could pay off with $30,000. All right, I'm going back to daydreaming. Make sure you download the free.